Welcome to Pour It Out. I'm Haley.
And I'm Brandy. Thanks for joining us.
Episode 7.
Woohoo! I can't believe we're already on episode 7.
It's like, which is so crazy considering when we first started talking about the first season, we said 6 episodes. And now we're just like,
and here we are.
Way past that.
Just keep it going.
What are we pouring it out with, Brandy?
So today I brought a mocktail that I have been enjoying. So it's from Whole Foods and it's organic apple pear ginger flavored Italian soda. It's organic. And then I add a splash of peach pear LaCroix and top it with a rosemary sprig. It's very fall. What do you think?
It's very fall. I was very unsure when you brought the bottle in. I wanted to believe you that it was good, but I like wasn't convinced, but it's good. It's very fall.
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like cold apple cider.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend over yesterday and I made her this and she was like, oh, I think it's going to be like apple cidery. And I was like, yeah, it's just it like is, a cold yeah. version. And
I love an apple cider mule.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, honestly, if you wanted to make this alcoholic, I feel like you could throw some vodka in it. And
easily.
Be yeah. great. I'm a fan. You know, we've still got to have cold things because it's October and 90 degrees
we
outside.
We still haven't gotten a cold snap yet, but.
We're waiting for it.
We're waiting for it.
Well, all right, guys, for episode 7, so we haven't recorded in a few weeks because we quite honestly were unsure what to record post the devastation of Hurricane Helene. You know, I'm not sure if all of you know, but we are based in Tallahassee. So for the first several days of the storm's inception, it looked like we were going to take a direct hit. So we were obviously busy preparing for that. And then after, you know, it turned, it's devastated, you know, parts of the Florida panhandle about 45 minutes away from us. And then obviously everybody's seen on the news the devastation that North Carolina has experienced.
Georgia as well.
So we really wanted to also be really sensitive to what's going on in the world right now. And we've got a few episodes coming up about disaster relief and what you can do to get involved. We are just trying to coordinate schedules with those individuals right now. So we at least wanted to come on here and push out a little bit of content while we wait for those episodes to come up.
We've also spent some time this week really focusing on what we can do in our community and surrounding communities that got hit really hard. Us here in Tallahassee kind of avoided the worst of it. We were without power for a few days, but that was really very blessed. But we have some neighboring communities that were hit really hard in the direct line. And so we've really spent some time the past week, you know, gathering supplies, driving them over, figuring out the best route to take to best support them during this time. And then, of course, up into Georgia and North Carolina, just watching the devastation that's happened. And really just trying to wrap our minds around what we can do to best serve them. You know, you see homes eradicated, neighborhoods completely gone. I think the thing about a hurricane, you know, living here in Florida, we've been through quite a few of them. And we had a lot of time to prepare. And you can gather your supplies and figure out if you're going to evacuate or leave.
And the people in North Carolina just did not get that notice because, you know, I mean, the storm kind of turned at the last minute.
Yeah.
I think they were expecting, you know, some rain and stuff, but obviously not nearly.
Just the amount of flooding that occurred.
What has happened. And for those of you that don't know geographically, so Perry and Steinhatchee and Keaton Beach that were also hit directly, it's that whole area is about 45 minutes from us. And we know a bunch of people that vacation over there. And we also have a good friend of ours that is involved pretty heavily with the fishing community in that area.
Yes.
So we are also working with them to find out what some immediate needs and like futuristic needs are as well. So we'll be posting stuff on our social media over the next like coming weeks of some ideas and some partnerships that we have coming up to help with these relief efforts.
Yeah, it's just small things that we can do to make a difference and really try to help these people during this time. And we've got another hurricane on the way looking like it's going to hit the Florida coastline again. And so we're just praying and hoping for the best, but also to just looking for ways to continue to volunteer and be of assistance.
Yeah. So if, I mean, in the coming days, if y'all see things on our social media and you want to get involved, and or you like have ideas of ways that we can get involved or know of needs, please let us know.
Reach out to us. Yes, we would love to help in any capacity that we can.
Yeah. Well, so what are we going to be talking about today?
So this week we're kind of looking at something a little bit lighter and more on the fun side. And we have upcoming in the next couple of days, October
8th and 9th,
will be Amazon Prime days. So we've kind of compiled a list of things that we already have, products that we love. Some of them are household items, beauty. We've covered some baby items because, you know, that's what's been in my Amazon cart for the past year.
Yeah, some really good household appliances. Just, we really just wanted to kind of put a guide together of just some things that we love. But Brandy and I are also extremely budget conscious for the most part.
Yes.
So really, nothing on here is overly expensive. I would say there are a few investment pieces, but it's like, yeah, they're still a little bit pricey, but it's substantially cheaper than what you would pay if it was, you know, full price.
And kind of how we thought of this episode is we both really take advantage of the Prime Day deals, but sometimes we were talking about how overwhelming it can be to kind of sort through the deals and find out, you know, what's good, what you want to take advantage of, what's not the best deal, and that will come up later. So we kind of started just piecing together products that we love that we could share with you guys that are, you know, a certain percentage off that are really worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we follow a lot of influencers and podcasters that I'm sure like everybody does that really follow the Nordstrom sale every year. And we follow a couple of podcasters that do episodes like this for the Nordstrom sale. And it's kind of like your shopping guide.
Right.
So we're kind of doing a little spin on that for Prime Day. We also have some other topics like hosting and entertaining that we are going to be rolling out over the next month. We thought about putting in this episode, but thought maybe we would wait and dedicate an entire episode to hosting and entertaining, especially with the holidays coming up. So yeah, we still will be linking and talking about things that we love to utilize to host and things on a budget that will still come from Amazon and stuff. It just won't necessarily come in this episode, but stay tuned for deals
and more really like coming up.
Yeah. Gift guides.
Like that. This is a lot of practical things, which I love.
Yeah. Like little everyday uses.
Yeah. And just things that you might not think about whenever you're just maybe things that'll make your life a little bit more convenient. Too.
For sure. Well, let's, so we're going to kick it off with household and kitchen items. So Brandy, what do you have on your list?
So for kitchen items, I have the Ninja Coffee specialty coffee maker that me and you both love. It makes hot and iced coffee. It has a 10 cup carafe, and then it also has different sizes. So like a small cup up to a travel mug, so you can pick what size you want that day. You can preset it. It's also got a fold away frother, which is my favorite part. It's got a permanent filter, and I have had a Ninja coffee maker for years and years.
Yes, this has been our tried and true coffee maker for probably like at least 5 years.
Yeah, at least.
We love this coffee maker so much. I have even, so my first one died a few years ago. And I told Brandy, I was like, I'm just so sick of spending money on expensive coffee makers. So I tried off and on like a few different ones. Like I tried a newer Keurig and stuff, and I just, nothing was the same. Like this coffee, it's just that good.
It is that good.
And I went back to one probably a year ago, and I just can't live without it.
And it'll be over 40% off, so it makes it under $100, which is a great buy.
It's a great buy. So my crock pot started dying on me several months ago, and I knew for fall season that I was going to need to get another one. So I got the Crock-Pot 7-quart cook and carry slow cooker. It's touch control and it's got a removable stoneware and automatic locking lid.
That's nice.
It's so awesome. It's also aesthetically very pretty, so I don't mind it sitting out on my counters. It is on sale for $109, which is a steal. I feel like it's regularly like mid hundreds, so I will link that. It's probably the best crock pot I've ever had.
This one I actually purchased back in July when they had their other Prime sale. And I use it every single day. I have wanted a cordless stick vacuum for a really long time, but I didn't want to spend a ton of money on one. This Shark one, which we'll link in the notes, has a removable handheld vac, crevice tool. It's also for like household pet hair. So if you have pets, it's great. The suction on it is so good compared to other cordless vacuums. And it's a really great price point. Right now it will be 23% off. So it makes it under $200. And some of those Dyson ones, you know, they can get really pricey.
Very expensive.
And this one also has, you can use it on carpet and hardwood floors. So it's great to go back and forth. I use it on my rug every single night. And then I also use it on my hardwood floors and it has a 40-minute runtime. So some of those cordless ones really, you have to charge all the time. And this one I can get by with charging it, you know, once a week.
My next one, so KitchenAid is, you know, obviously a tried and true brand, but it's one of my favorite brands as well. They have a silicone oven mitt set for 57% off, making the whole set only $15. And I have gotten really into silicone, like, things in the kitchen, especially oven mitts, because I had the cloth ones forever, and they get so dirty.
Yeah.
And so I've recently converted to the silicone ones, and these KitchenAid ones are also, they're like a stone color. So like they're really pretty. Again, I wouldn't mind leaving them out while I was cooking, or $15 for the whole set.
And then you could just rinse them off.
You can just rinse them off
too.
Can't beat
that's
it.
Perfect. This one, I kind of combined. So we talked about this in the travel episode, but those compression packing cubes.
Yeah.
I use them in Europe and I love them. They're not really household, but they kind of go in that same thing. But they are 40% off. So they're $16 for a set of four. But I absolutely love these packing cubes because they compress down. So they not only contain your clothes and your items, but they also make things a lot thinner for travel too, especially when you're trying to pack for a long vacation. And then also the clothing storages that I use for my son's clothes. If you have children, you're going through clothes like every couple of months and you're trying to keep them organized and keep them like contained in something other than a big trash bag. So I have several sets of these cloth clothing storage bags and they're 48% off for a pack of six. And it's a really great buy. I just bought more because he's growing like crazy. And
nice. Probably my second, aside from my crock pot, my second most used kitchen. It's not an appliance, but my most used item in my kitchen is hands down my Dutch oven.
Oh yeah,
my enamel cast iron Dutch oven. I like any sort of one pot meal. That is what I cook in. I cook with it on the stove. I put it in the oven.
It's so versatile.
It's so versatile. It is my tried and true. And they can be super expensive.
Yeah, they can.
And so Martha Stewart has a 7-quart enamel cast iron Dutch oven on sale for $65.
Oh, that's a good deal.
It's a great deal. Her products, again, tried and true. I feel like Martha's making a comeback. Post-prison. Yeah. She's the comeback kid. I mean, her products are everywhere right now. Like, yeah. I've bought some stuff of hers from Home Goods. Great quality. Her aesthetic is getting a lot better. So, again, this Dutch oven is also really pretty. You know, I obviously have a different brand because I bought mine way before she made a comeback. But if I were going to buy one now, this is the one I would buy.
That would be what you're looking for. Yeah. Yeah, Dutch ovens are great too, and they're so easy to clean compared to the stainless steel.
And honestly, they're also made to age. Yeah. So when you put them in the oven, and there's a little bit of like there's like a little bit of burnt on it. Well, that's not going to scrape off because it's supposed to age like a cast iron.
Yeah, just like a cast iron.
So it's just, it's perfect.
It's a kitchen staple.
It's a kitchen staple.
For sure. This next one is kind of funny, but I absolutely love it. So it's a pill organizer. And that sounds so crazy. But
you do sound a little bit like a grandma. I'm not going to lie.
The reason that I love it, I sound crazy because I have used several pill organizers. I take a lot of vitamins and supplements. And then in certain times of my life, I've had to be on a lot of medication to keep up with, like AM, PM, just things like that. So this one I love for travel, but I also love just, I've started using it every day. It fits in the palm of your hand. But it has so much storage. It stores up to like 2 weeks worth. So you don't have to constantly keep doing it. And it comes with these little stickers that say like AM, PM, take with food, take. So it just, you put little stickers on it and it tells you, I don't know. It's just a good little reminder. And I love being able to like throw it in my purse if I've got to take, if I have to take pills with me to take them at a certain time. So it just has been a very helpful little tool. So yeah. I'm not just losing them in a plastic bag or something, but it's 14% off. So it makes it under $10. So
nice. All right. My next one, people have used these for years. I'm just now getting on board with it. But I just got a washable runner for my kitchen.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's a game changer. I mean, the one that I bought wasn't even expensive to begin with, but for Prime Day, it's 50% off. So it's $17.50.
Oh, wow.
And then obviously if you have Prime, you get free shipping.
Yeah.
So it's regular $35 and it's on sale for $17. Honestly, my last straw, I had one of those cute fringed jute rugs in my kitchen for a really long time.
Yeah.
But they're super hard to, they're essentially impossible to clean.
Yeah.
And I
dropped in a kitchen
and I, like a glass pie plate fell out of my refrigerator over the summer and shattered all in that rug, and it had Mexican in it. So like the salsa and the glass got embedded in that rug, and I was like, nope, I'm done. And I just looked at it and I was like, I'm not even going to try. Yeah. And I just rolled the whole thing up and threw it in the dumpster outside.
Hopeless cause.
You know? That week I ordered this washable runner and I have not regretted it one time.
Haven't looked back.
Have not looked back.
So if you're dropping pie pans, Mexican salsa. Time to switch it up.
Time to switch it up.
This one I don't have, but I did order it in on this Prime Day because it was a very good deal. It's 40% off, so it makes it $29.99. And it's part of the early deal too, so I don't know if it will be included, you know, in the next couple days. But if you're looking now, the all-in-one pan, it's like a dupe for the
Always pan.
And I've been looking at the Always pan for a long time. I like it because it's nonstick, high performance, multi-purpose, dishwasher safe, which is a big one for me. It's also non-BPA. And so I'm excited to try it. And it was a great price point for something that I wasn't sure I was going to absolutely love and didn't have to really commit to like a big investment. So I'm excited to try that one.
I'm excited for your feedback on that one. Yeah, I've got some pots and pans right now that I don't love. So
yeah, I'm trying to slowly switch over and get rid of all of my like BPA prone things and switch to more like stoneware.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
All right. My last one for the kind of household decor. I love wall sconces. I've got some in my house right now. Brandy, you do too. Over the summer, did the ones that you can put the remote control puck lights in.
Yeah.
And I love them so much. I've always loved sconces, but didn't have any, like I obviously needed ones that weren't hardwired.
Yeah.
And so I love that this has become a trend, but I also recognize that they can be pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So there are a set of two rechargeable battery operated wall sconces. They are regular $80 and they're on sale for $59. For a set of two, and they're rechargeable.
Yeah, that's a great price point. Again, and something easy if you're looking to make a home update too.
Yeah, and look, you know, add so much to a gallery wall or a hallway. I just love them, and I love the whole look of them. Had I not gotten some this summer with a gift card that my parents got me, I would be purchasing these. Let's talk about baby.
Let's talk about baby items. I narrowed it down to just a few that I absolutely love that I personally have. I could talk about baby items all day long, because especially on Amazon, because it's something I'm very passionate about. And I'm always looking for ways to make our life easier, more convenient, and also grow with him. So these have been some of our favorite items that are on a really good sale.
And by ours, she means hers, because only one of us has a kid.
Pseudo, but it's like your pseudo kid. So
I mean, he's my pseudo kid. I do have a car seat for him. Yeah, so, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So the first is the Philips Advent bottle warmer. It's 20% off, making it $40. This we used, I mean, several times a day, and it's just really convenient, and it heats those bottles up, makes them drink it easier. The second one is one of my absolute favorite baby items, and it's a baby food maker. It's a one-step baby food processor. It's a steamer and a puree blender. It auto cooks, it self cleans, it's touch screen, it's 25% off, makes it under $60. It is a lightning deal, but check back periodically because they'll update it and kind of give you sometimes even a better deal.
Yeah.
But that has been like one of my number one
baby products. Use that thing all the time.
So I was very excited that it was on sale. I made all of my son's baby food and it was so much fun. It was easy to freeze. And then honestly, now I use it as a steamer. So I still use it like for me, I use it for juicing. I use it. I mean, it's very multi-purpose.
Well, and I think too, one of the reasons that you, we talked about this before you did it, like one of the reasons that you chose to do it is because it cut down on food waste for y'all. Yes. You would just make him whatever y'all ate. You would just puree it with this machine.
Yeah. And I knew what he was eating versus going out. And baby food can also get really expensive. Yeah. It's jarred. And so you only have a certain amount of time to use it. It just is complicated. And
definitely made your life easier.
And since telling, I've told like several people about it and everybody raves about it. So definitely one of my top baby items. The other one, I was very excited about this. This one hardly ever goes on sale. It's a fast table chair is what they call it, but it's essentially a high chair that attaches to an island. And that is what we use all day, every day. That's what took the place of his high chair. So we don't have like a setup high chair. It just attaches to our island. And then we can literally just unhook it, take it with us to restaurants, take it with us on vacation. But it's a really good deal right now. It's 50% off, so it makes it under $40.
Oh, that's great. Because
they are a little expensive, but they're very easy to clean. You just take the seat off and they're machine washable. So definitely they're very compact, which made it good for like small spaces. So you're not having a huge high chair take up a lot of room. The other I have gifted several times since it was gifted to me. And it is came in great handy, especially when he was younger. It's a portable diaper changing pad. So it's, you just put it in your diaper bag, but it's got pockets for wipes. It's a changing pad, essentially. It's 29% off. So it's under $20. So if you're going to a baby shower soon, I have honestly gifted this probably 5 or 6 times mm-hmm. since my son was born, just because it is one of the most convenient things. I always have it in my diaper bag.
Something different too. Like, again, great idea for showers because it's something different than clothes and something that's like actually really going to be utilized.
And there's so many like diaper changing things out there now, but they all come in different pieces and you have to piece them all together in the diaper bag. And this one is just so easy to just grab and go, or keep one in your car, or keep one at your parents' house, or, you know, they're relatively cheap, especially with this deal. And so you can buy multiples and keep them in different places. This one I ordered because it's much needed, and it's a car seat protector. So you put it underneath the car seat, because now my son is a toddler and he enjoys throwing things and throwing his snacks and throwing his milk around. And so the car gets very dirty, but this one is waterproof, which is great. It has mesh pockets, so you can put like snacks or toys, things like that. So, because your car can get super messy. So it's a 2-pack for $19, which is great. And it's 20% off. So I ordered that. And then my last thing is their baby ear protection, noise canceling headphones for babies. And these are great for boat rides, concerts, anything loud that you're taking your baby to, they're up to 3 years, but they're 50% off for under $10. So again, another great
nice
baby shower gift.
Yeah. I only have one kid thing, and that is so the Amazon Fire tablets. And I just started getting into the Fire tablets because I just recently purchased one for my office for the team that I manage. We went digital with their time clock, so we're clocking in and out on a Fire tablet now.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been really impressed with it and the quality and the functionality, and it's super user friendly. So the kids' Fire tablet is on sale 50% off right now. It's regular $109 and it's on sale for $54.
Ooh,
so, and price. I think it's a decent size screen too.
Yeah.
So I feel like for any parent that's looking to get their kids a tablet, whether it's for a road trip or for educational purposes, I can say as someone that just started using the Amazon Fire tablets, it's great. So I think that this is a really good price point if you're wanting to try it out.
And I've heard that Fire tablets are good first tablets for kids too. So that's a great purchase. And then my last one is really not a baby item, but more of a pregnancy item. There are lots of pregnancy pillows on sale. And if you're pregnant right now and you don't have a pregnancy pillow, you should get one.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I am not pregnant, never been pregnant, but I love a pregnancy pillow.
Really, everyone should have one.
I am a firm believer that everybody should have one. I had chest wall reconstruction surgery a few years ago, and I was not allowed to lay on my sides. And she told me, she was like, you need a pregnancy pillow. And I was like, that sounds a little nuts. But I was like, you know what? I just got to a point where I was so uncomfortable that I was like, whatever, I'm just going to do it. It allowed me to sleep, and it was life changing. Yeah. And I honestly still sleep with one sometimes when I can't get comfortable.
Yeah. I think they should take the place of regular pillows.
Oh, I agree.
But
like 100%.
Whether you're pregnant or you're just
get one.
Just thank us later.
Just get one.
Yeah. If you have a bad back or something,
just do it.
Just thank us later, because it does offer a lot of support and a good night's sleep.
If you don't like to be touched in the middle of the night, also great, because like nobody can get close to you.
Good boundary.
It's a good boundary.
But yes, there's several of those on sale. And I think one of them was like 40% off and one of them was 35% off. So, and those can get pricey too. So, those are great options.
All right, let's talk about some beauty items.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So this is not on sale for Prime Day, but they're really cheap. So I'm just going to say they're super cheap. So while you're buying other things, just throw one in your cart and thank us later. And it is an ice roller for your face.
Oh, yeah.
I was super against these for a while because I was like, my mom got one and she's got one of the metal ones. And I was like, I don't want to wake up to that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I haven't even had coffee. Like, I don't want to put some ice cold metal on my face.
I love my ice roller.
But I got one over the summer and I keep it in my freezer and I use it like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
It feels so good. It is oddly refreshing.
Yeah.
And it really helps your skin.
Yeah, it does. It helps.
For those of you that have never used one, it helps to alleviate redness and puffiness in your face. And it feels fantastic. Honestly, I feel like it helps my makeup go on better. Not many are more than $10.
Right.
So honestly, and I think a few are on like maybe 10% off for Prime Day. So because they're already so cheap, just throw one in your cart.
They also make great gifts too.
Yeah.
They would add to a gift bag or something.
Yes. And on that front, like stocking stuffers, if y'all are like starting to Christmas shop and kind of put stuff aside for Prime Day.
Yeah.
Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah. We're ice roller fans because I use mine pretty much every day.
It's great.
And now my son really likes it as a toy.
Oh, that's fun.
So when he comes in from outside and his face is all red and he's really hot and sweaty, I need to cool him down really fast, I'll give him my ice roller and he absolutely loves it. And he walks around with it and plays with it. So it's also a stocking stuffer for 16-month-old.
So maybe get a couple.
Stock up.
All right. What do you have?
So I don't know if you are a fan, but I'm a huge fan of the snail mucin, like
the
serum.
What? Nope. I don't even know what that is. Enlighten me.
I saw it. It's like a TikTok trend. I've been using it for probably a year and it's snail mucin extract, like from a snail. But it's almost like it's a serum that you use, and it helps with like hydration, fine lines, wrinkles. It's very popular over in France.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was not.
I did not know you use this, and I pretty much know everything about
you. Yeah. But it's really great. It's when I first started buying it, I feel like not many people knew about it, so it was cheaper, and now it's a little bit more expensive, but it is 32% off, so it's $16. But I absolutely love it. I use it every morning and every night, and I do feel like it made a difference with my skin as far as like the texture, hydration, lines, redness, breakouts. So I don't know that it's necessarily like a miracle serum like they say, but it really did help. So
listen, we're just getting to the age where whatever helps.
Yeah. I mean, I was just kind of like, I mean, can't hurt, you know, let's just try and see what happens.
Yeah. Like, you want to stick leeches on me? Go for
it. And it does feel really good on your skin. Like, kind of feels like a snail, which is weird, but it does.
Huh.
It's like snail extract or something.
I'm intrigued.
I don't know. We'll link it and you guys check it out. You, I don't know how to y'all
try
it
and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
My next one is in my cart to buy, which I'm super pumped about. One of my friends, one of my best friends and I went to the Morgan Wallen concert in Tampa back in July, and she used this at the hotel we stayed at. So it's a sleep mask with built-in Bluetooth headphones. So it automatically connects to your phone. So if you need to, like, if you need white noise or you listen to ASMR, I listen to ASMR to go to bed every night. It links to your eye mask and it automatically goes through the earbuds in the eye mask.
Yeah.
And, but you can also, like, you could answer your phone on it. Like, it's got, it's very compatible. Like, I mean, it's kind of just like having your AirPods in, but it's in with your sleep mask, and they've got different ones. So it's like, if you're a side sleeper, there's a certain one that you need, or if you're like a stomach sleeper. So it's like the categories are broken out by how you sleep.
Okay.
And they are regular $39.99. They're on sale for $23.99 plus a 10% coupon. It's a good deal. So it's in my cart to buy. My friend that uses one absolutely swears by it, especially if you are someone that travels often and or travels for work a lot.
Yeah.
She said it is a game changer for hotel sleep.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah, that's great. I need to add that to my cart too.
Paul will steal it. You might want to add two.
That's who I was adding it to the cart for.
Okay. So,
my last one that I have is my silk pillowcase that I have now. I'm on my second one. And I've been using them for 7 years. So they last a really long time. I just bought one this summer, but it's 15% off. I absolutely love this pillowcase. And I so much so that I travel with it. And I just think silk pillowcases, they do help keep your hair like smoother, fizz free, all that.
See, I was really curious to know your thoughts, because I have two. And I feel like I'm part of the bandwagon that doesn't love them. Like, they're fine. But I don't think that I've noticed a huge difference. Like, they say, like, it helps your skin at night. And yeah, it helps your hair.
Yeah.
And I haven't noticed a difference. You have?
I think it's fine until I go to a regular pillow.
Oh, interesting.
And then I'm like, yeah, no, I want the silk pillowcase.
Interesting.
I think also, too, because it's supposed to be like a cooling mechanism.
Yeah.
And I can, like, sometimes get really hot when I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that helped keep the temperature down. But I do find if I'm sleeping with a regular pillow, like at the beach or something, I'm like, I don't get as great of sleep. Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe that's my issue, is I've just had it for so long that I just don't, I haven't noticed a difference because I haven't used anything else.
Yeah.
If y'all have opinions on silk pillowcases, I feel like this is a controversial one. Let us know. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Hit or miss.
All right. My last one, this is again, like, it's nothing on super sale for Prime Day, but it's another one of those, I love them, I swear by them, throw them in your cart, and that's under eye mask.
Yes.
Use them a couple of times a week. I mean, honestly, sometimes I will throw them on while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm running out the door to, like, grab a coffee or something, or I'm, you know, I know I'm going to be in the car for a little bit, I'll put them on under my eyes and, like, run out the door. I'll use them on the weekends when I'm, like, sipping coffee. This is another one, just like the ice roller. If you haven't used them, get them. They're cheap. Yeah. Throw them in your cart. They make a huge difference.
Great little girl's gift, too.
Again, great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, great stocking stuffer. Great for somebody if you're doing a little care package for them, too. That's something easy to throw in there. My last one is, so my rain jacket that I bought to wear over in Europe is on sale for 38% off, making it $36. I wore this almost every single day, especially in Ireland. It's waterproof. It's a windbreaker as well. And it was very comfortable. It has lots of pockets, so you don't have to worry about carrying stuff around. And it was very comfortable.
Awesome.
So that was...
My mom got that same one and loves it.
Yeah. It's probably my favorite rain jacket that I've ever had. So
the last couple that I have are household appliances. This one that I'm going to talk about, I used a absolute crap ton over the weekend, especially living alone as a female. I feel like this is something you absolutely have to have, and that is a cordless drill kit. So DeWalt is doing a 20 volt max cordless drill and driver kit. It comes with two batteries and a charger for 45% off. It's regular $179 and it's on sale for $99.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Like, yeah. You can't beat that. It is, DeWalt is such a good brand. And it, again, it comes with the drill, the drivers, two batteries, and a charger. And that is a ridiculous deal for all of that.
Yeah. Definitely something good to have around the house, too.
Great to have around the house. And my very last one is the iRobot Roomba. Is the vacuum is on sale for 44% off, making it $139. Still a little bit expensive, but considering how expensive they are typically, I still feel like that's a pretty good deal. Especially, you know, a gift for Christmas for somebody, like if you don't know what to get your parents. I got my parents one for Christmas one year and they love it. The other thing that I feel like is really unique about this one is iRobot, the original brand, very rarely goes on sale. Sure, you can find like various ones on Amazon and for Prime Day, but they may not be a well-known brand.
Yeah.
And iRobot specifically, like the original Roomba, is going on sale for 44% off.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
My last item that I had on there was portable fans. Mm. So both me and you, I used them for my baby when he was a newborn in the summer. I also used them for postpartum. I still carry them around in my purse just because you never know when you need a fan, when it's gonna be hot. I know you use one for your dog.
Oh yeah. I have no shame. My Yorkie has one because she just gets so hot in the summer.
But I feel like these are just, first of all, just such a great item to have in your car, have in your purse, just to have in general around the house, especially with storms, like if you're going to be without power for a few days. They hold their charge for a long time. Some of them are over 50% off. So I feel like that was a really good steal. And they're just so versatile and you can use them for so many different things.
Well, that wraps up my list. Do you have anything else?
I think that's all I have.
This was great. So again, we will link all of our recommendations in the show notes. We will, and we'll also link our code, and then we'll break it down by category so that y'all can easily find it. And we would also love to know what you guys are buying. You know, these are things that have been just honestly very beneficial. Brandy and I are really big proponents of, like, we're never going to tell you guys to buy something or recommend something that, like, either is super unaffordable or something that we don't personally stand behind or use because we just don't agree with that. So these are all things that we sincerely love and have used or have seen other people use that we just feel like would be really helpful for you guys, especially rolling into the holidays.
Yeah.
So
and hopefully this gives you guys, either if you were looking for something, or I personally love to hear personal experience.
Yeah. Personal recommendations we're really big on.
Go a long way. And that's what I want to hear. And that's what I am interested in when I'm making purchases. So hopefully this helped you guys if you're looking for something or trying to get ideas for a wedding shower or baby shower or Christmas idea, or even just to make your household run a little bit smoother.
Yeah. And like we said to you, we're going to start gearing up for some hosting and some holiday ideas. So stay with us for that. And again, we may be rolling out some more episodes quicker as we work towards interviewing some of our friends that work in tandem with disaster relief.
Yes.
So stay tuned for those episodes as well. And again, if you guys have any ideas, we would love to hear them.
Let us know. Thanks so much for tuning in, y'all. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.